I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A new co-working space is officially open in downtown Carbondale, bringing remote workers, freelancers, and small startups into a shared space inside the new Southern Illinois Multimodal Station. The space called Co-Work is located inside the newly renovated train station where members who pay a fee will have access to the space, Wi-Fi, and unlimited coffee. Stephen Mitchell, the City of Carbondale's Economic Development Director, says Co-Work is meant to serve as a landing space for entrepreneurs and professionals while helping the city grow.
That was an amazing project that we were able to accomplish through a $95,000 grant through the USDA. Our expectations with this is going to be a really attractive place to support new business startups, people who work from home, who need a professional office space, as well as people who are just getting started.
Entrepreneurs and community members can find out more about membership on the City of Carbondale webpage. Female high school students in Illinois are more likely to acknowledge drinking than their male counterparts. That's according to a new report by the State Department of Public Health. WBEZ's Michael Puente reports.
This is the first time the State Health Department has issued a report on alcohol use by teens and adults statewide. It shows areas of concern. For example, nearly 30% of female high schoolers reported consuming alcohol over the last 30 days, compared to 17% of boys. Leslie Weiss contributed to the study.
Let's have that conversation about alcohol use, the risk factors. Hopefully, this can bring about awareness is essentially what we're looking for.
The report shows the reverse is true for adults. More than 60% of males reported drinking in the past 30 days, while that number was 50% for females. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
The IHSA football playoffs are expanding. The newly approved playoff format increases the number of teams in each of the eight classes from 32 teams per class to 48, increasing the number of total playoff qualifiers from 256 qualifiers to 384. The season start date remains the same, which will be August 10th in 2026, but the first regular season games will be played 1 week earlier. That date will be August 20th next year. The new schedule will eliminate the week zero scrimmage. Learn more at WSIU.org.